And so in the story of Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu anhu, he learned the Hebrew language in 15 days. And so this is a lesson for us and those who want to learn the Arabic language in order to understand the Quran. Learning this language is not like learning any other language. It's extremely important. Without it, there would be this barrier between us and understanding Islam. Because what is the language of the Quran? It's the Arabic language. And even the Ahadith. And so if Zayd radiallahu anhu learned a foreign language, which is not even necessary for a Muslim, then what about the language that is necessary in order for us to understand our deen? That's why Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, he says, the very Arabic language is a part of the deen. You know, it's not like this is something separate from the deen. You know, it's just a language like all the other languages of the world. No. He says, the language is a part of the deen. He says, and knowing it is a mandatory obligation. He says, because understanding the Quran and the Sunnah is obligatory, and they are not understood except through the Arabic language. And whenever an obligation is dependent upon something, that thing also becomes obligatory. مَا لَا يَتِمَّ الْوَاجِبُ إِلَّا بِهِ فَهُوَ وَاجِبٌ. He says, whenever an obligation is dependent upon something, then that thing also becomes obligatory. And so unfortunately, Muslims nowadays, we take it very easy and we don't put any effort into learning the Arabic language, even though it's extremely important. And we should take a lesson from Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu anhu. If he could do it, why can't we? But it's about the will and the determination. Many people, they start off learning the language, but then, you know, along the way, they end up giving up, because obviously learning any language is not easy. It takes dedication and time and effort.